This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. I'm the big buck of this lick. In the spiritual life of Lincoln, this is raw spirit. This is Lincoln spiritual as a spirited young man, like a spirited horse, full of his animal energy, which he sometimes loses and becomes dispirited. Jungians call this young male spirituality the stage of the red knight, a stage of aggression and a stage that needs tribal initiation lest it run amok in random violence. Lincoln's big buck spirit serves him well as he soon becomes a captain in the local militia in the infamous Black Hawk Indian War. This is raw-boned Lincoln. Think of John the Baptist, the wild man cousin of Jesus. The Bible says he ate locusts and honey, that's bugs and bee combs, and he wore animal skins. John baptizes Jesus, bringing Jesus and his new spirit into the religious and political world with the blessings of the Father. We can see Lincoln's spiritual life in stages, wild like John the Baptist, and then more civilized and relevant politically like Jesus, and then later something even more holy. Today we will look at the first raw spirit, the kind of animated power that Lincoln shouts out to an admiring crowd of true ruffians, I'm the big buck of this lick. This is the kind of thing that a 20-year-old with a body mass index of 22.5 can brag about. The story here is that as the new kid on the block, 1830 in New Salem, Illinois, this skinny, muscular bachelor boy has been confronted by a local gang known as the Clary's Grove Boys and their leader, Jack Armstrong, well named. Some say a local entrepreneur wanted to make money off of a wrestling match and knew that this new kid would bring a crowd. Some say Jack Armstrong won by using a dirty trick. Some say it was a tie. Some say that Lincoln won, but shook Armstrong's hand, to call it a tie, so as to not humiliate the local leader. Whatever the result, Lincoln became an accepted male in the frontier town, in the time-honored, even ancient male initiation ritual of a fight, of running the gauntlet, of proving oneself with mental courage and physical strength. Courage and strength become hallmarks of the spiritual life in all traditions, whether it is the call to fight to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, or fighting Goliath like young David, or blind rage at his chains like the biblical Samson, or John Milton's Samson Agonistes, Samson the wrestler, or facing disability and eventually even death like Christopher Reeves or Stephen Hawking. Courage and physical endurance are aspects of humanity that we are willing to call spiritual because they come from more than matter and body and take us to more than material success. So Lincoln was a wrestler. Some say he fought in over 300 matches and only lost one. But then that may have been a tie. Wrestling may be the nature of the first stage of a spiritual ordeal. Jacob wrestles with an angel before he can know a place as holy and know his new name. The philosopher, Walter Org, says, the most distinctive aspect of masculinity is combativeness, adversativeness, from the Greek word agon, contest, agonistes. Nothing about men, he says, is so controversial, so loathed, so prized, and so characteristic as their combativeness. That's from the writer Patrick Arnold in Wild Men, Warriors, and Kings. And nothing more dangerous than not to civilize that power and rage so that it does not lead to whirlwinds of devastation and unbounded male bellicosity. The spiritual life, with its religious and even institutional developments, does that. It is part of the spiritual journey for anyone who wants to fight the good fight. There is more to the spiritual life than courage and power, but there is no spiritual life without courage and power. There is nothing necessarily presidential about wrestling, though 13 or 14 presidents have wrestled, 7 competitively, and 2 presidents have been inducted into the World Wrestling Hall of Fame. One is Abraham Lincoln. From this we can see the fighting spirit as a part of the spiritual life, a life that can light us down in honor, like Lincoln, to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.